They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast change.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Nobody dead, some injuries, and everyone aboard a Delta jetliner landing at the Toronto airport in past hours will always remember today.
There's people outside walking around the aircraft there.
Yeah, we've got it. The aircraft is upside down and burning.
Tower Airport Radio from Live ATC, the Delta jet crashing and flipping over, upside down. It lost one of its wings. All 80 people aboard evacuated, 15 taken to the hospital. No word yet why it happened. Criticizing President Trump and Elon Musk's firing hundreds of FAA employees who inspect and maintain air traffic control systems and radio and computer systems. Senator Maria Cantwell, Washington State Democrat. More protests against the mass firings by Musk's government efficiency office. Nearly 1,000 people marched in the snow from the State House to Boston to City Hall, chanting, "Elon Musk has got to go." This is ABC News. The Kremlin confirms a 28-year-old American has been released from a Moscow jail. Caleb Byers, detained for possession of marijuana-laced candy at a Moscow airport 10 days ago. He was charged with drug smuggling. A government spokesman describing his release as within the context of normalization of relations with the U.S. 250 United Airline passengers are finally in Ireland after a days-long ordeal.
United Flight 23 from Newark to Dublin instead landed at St. John's International Airport in Newfoundland, Canada on Thursday because of a medical emergency. And then severe weather kept them there for several more days. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, was on board.
About halfway over the Atlantic, there was a medical emergency and we ended up with you. And we're still here.
He still presided over Sunday Mass in Canada.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
If winter weather means you're spending more time indoors, why not make your space more inviting? Well, Macy's is here for you. Our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to refresh your entire home. 20 to 60% off. Up to 60% off new furniture, mattresses, and more. And when you come into Macy's this weekend, you can treat yourself to an extra 20% off clearance throughout the store. Whether you're in the mood to refresh your home or wardrobe, Macy's has the President's Day deals you need now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on him
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on him.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on him.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on him with Bounce.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. sunny and brutally cold today. High temperatures flirting with 0 degrees and wind chills smacking us back, making us really feel about 20 degrees colder. Tonight, we fall to overnight lows near 25 below, prompting an extreme cold warning, where it could really feel near 40 below. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 1 below 0.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin voters have one statewide race on the ballot tomorrow, a three-candidate primary for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, pitting incumbent Jill Underley against Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright and education consultant Brittany Kinzer. The top two finishers advance to the April general election. Timely, much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Birkebeiner cross-country ski race in northern Wisconsin. Over 14,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected on the Berkey Trail between Cable and Hayward. The NFL draft in Green Bay is less than 70 days away, and organizers encourage everyone who wants to take it in to prepare early. You should download the NFL's OnePass app, which will be used to communicate event details. Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. The Chan Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Some of the coldest air of the winter season will affect western Wisconsin tonight and tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says a strong Arctic high pressure will continue to move over the area, giving us some very cold temperatures and wind chills over the next few days. An extreme cold warning is in effect for tonight and tomorrow morning for temperatures in the 20 below zero range, with wind chills of 35 to 40 below. The Wabasha County Board is meeting tomorrow. Items on the agenda include approval of contracts with Honeywell and approval of the classification and compensation studies, along with reports from department heads and committee chairs. Tomorrow's meeting begins at 9 a.m. at the Old Courthouse Annex in Wabasha. The Wisconsin Assembly Education Committee passed a bill last week that would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-2020, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standard levels to the 21-22 school year. Critics argue the DPI changes mask poor performance. State Superintendent Jill Underley has said the standards weren't lowered and that the changes were made through a transparent process with input from educators. Underley is facing Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright and education consultant Brittany Kinzer in tomorrow's statewide primary. A proposal is being introduced to combat human trafficking on the demand side. Modeled after current Florida law and Washington law, the Human Trafficking Prevention Act would impose a mandatory $5,000 surcharge on convictions for patronizing or soliciting prostitutes or keeping a place of prostitution. Wisconsin Republican State Senator Andre Jacob DePere said he and advocates for those being trafficked see this bill as attacking the demand side. He's reintroducing it with Republican Representative Scott Allen. Similar legislation previously passed bipartisan committee votes in the Senate and Assembly and passed unanimously in the state Senate in the 2019-2020 session. And Governor Tony Evers has previously indicated support. Jacques says money generated by the change would be evenly divided between the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force and building capacity to help survivors of human trafficking. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chentfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The city of Durand is looking at different economic development opportunities. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the Economic Development Committee has discussed tourism and other opportunities.
Also talking about the building use and trying to get buildings full and what can we do and those types of things. But we're looking for public input, looking to have a meeting. Probably, I'm guessing it'll be sometime in March. We'll get it set up at the next city council meeting and we'll get the word out. Obviously, looking for input on economic development and tourism issues.
The open forum for economic development ideas will be held sometime in March. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident on Martell Township Friday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 42-year-old Andrew Thompson of St. Paul was traveling northbound on Highway 63 when he lost control of the vehicle, entered the ditch, and struck a tree. He was med-flighted to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Department is warning the public of another phone scam. That department has received reports of a caller impersonating sheriff's deputies claiming the victim has an arrest warrant and needs to make a payment. Otherwise, they will be arrested. This is nothing more than a scam, as law enforcement would never ask for money over the phone. If you receive one of these calls, you are advised to just hang up. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers will propose an ambitious overhaul of Wisconsin's correction system as part of his state budget. During a budget briefing at the Capitol Friday, the governor said the cornerstone of his approximately $500 million plan is repurposing the Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Youth Prison as a medium security adult facility and building a new youth facility in Dane County. Evers also wants to remodel the century-old Waupun Prison into a, quote, vocational village, unquote, with a focus on training, remodel the medium-security Stanley Prison to maximum security, and expand and remodel the maximum-security prison in Hobart into minimum security. Evers says the domino series of facility changes, improvements, and modernization efforts will finally allow for the closure of the more than 150-year-old Green Bay Correctional Institution. Evers will also propose policy changes to reduce the state's corrections population, currently at 23,000 incarcerated individuals. Early reaction is mixed. Republican State Senator Van Wangard of Racine issued a statement saying he's willing to have an honest dialogue with the governor, but that the legislature must make the final decision. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Officials with the NFL say tickets for the 2025 draft experience in Green Bay will be available soon. The league says fans can start claiming the free passes on a first-come, first-served basis starting March 4th. Folks can download the NFL One Pass to get them or visit the NFL website to scan a QR code. The draft experience will run from April 24th through the 26th in Green Bay. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Byron, back-to-back at Daytona. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
William Byron became just the fifth back-to-back winner of the Great American Race after claiming his second Harley J. Earl trophy in Sunday's rain-delayed Daytona 500. The Hendrick Motorsports pilot, embarking on his eighth NASCAR Cup Series season, looked back on how he arrived at this moment in history.
I always believed in my abilities and what I could do, but it takes a lot of people behind you to make it happen. And over the years, I think that having those people, good people around me, has really helped grow my career. And I've just been really fortunate to be in the right situations and in the right places.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The basketball Badgers climb 5 spots in the AP Top 25 and 4 spots in the coaches' poll to land in the 11th spot in both today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers upset Purdue on Saturday 94-84. Despite being in 4th place in the Big Ten, are the Big Ten's highest-ranked team in the polls. Marquette 16th in this week's AP poll, 15th in the coaches' poll. The Golden Eagles will host Seton Hall tomorrow night. The Badgers host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. The Illini will be without freshman forward Morris Johnson Jr. He is out indefinitely after breaking his wrist in Saturday's loss to Michigan State. Johnson averaged 7.2 points and 6.6 rebounds. NBA All-Star Game history. The league returns to action on Wednesday. The Bucks are back at it on Thursday night at home against the Clippers. And Canada knocked off Finland 5-3 today to set up a winner-take-all rematch against the U.S. in the Four Nations title game later this week. The Americans take on Sweden tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Membership in the FFA has hit an all-time record, with more than a million members in over 9,200 chapters across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. These young people are learning to transform purpose into action. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA.
Recognizing our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by the Dairy Farm families of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Whether you're training to be the best in the world or just the best on the block, the good habits you form in high school can propel you for the rest of your life. Protein-packed chocolate milk helps form the nutritional foundation you'll need to reach your goals. It's what elite athletes around the world choose. Rehydrate, recover, and refuel with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with a Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced that it intends to begin prescribed burning across the state. Current ice conditions out there provide greater access for crews to safely and efficiently conduct these prescribed burns. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced that fire management crews will begin conducting prescribed burns on DNR properties across the state where local conditions are providing a safe and effective burn. The recent much-needed precipitation has created conditions that are ideal for burning in certain portions of the Badger State. Prescribed burns support healthy ecosystems for an abundance of plants and animals in Wisconsin. These burns mimic the benefits historic fire once provided, but now occur under safer prescription range of weather and fuel conditions. Planning for prescribed burns can take weeks or months. DNR staff make the decision to conduct these prescribed burns only when weather and vegetation conditions meet strict standards for safety. When conducting fires near roads or recreational trails, the DNR will post signs to notify the public. For more information regarding the benefits of prescribed burning in Wisconsin, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search prescribed fire. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications, all 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to
800-200-300.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and brutally cold today. High temperatures flirting with 0 degrees and wind chills smacking us back, making us really feel about 20 degrees colder. Tonight, we fall to overnight lows near 25 below, prompting an extreme cold warning, where it could really feel near 40 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 1 below 0.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Of course, markets were closed today in observance of the President's Day holiday. Having said that, we're going to have two special guests joining us on today's program. Mike Zuzulo is with Global Commodity Analytics. He is based out of Kansas. And Mark Gold. Mark is with Top Third and StoneX. Our conversation ranges from everything from the weather and the wheat crop to what's happening with the world of tariffs. And that's what we're going to start it off with as we'll kick off that conversation with Mike Zuzulo.
You know, Susan, I think it's a big issue to realize in agriculture right now that, in my opinion, President Trump's tariff policy, his economic policy, and his foreign policy are pretty much one and the same. And I think that this past week, we saw once again how the trade was fixated on the currencies. Tariff fears increasing caused the dollar and the gold to rally. Tariff fears decreasing, especially at the end of the week after the reciprocity issue was kind of put to bed, gave us fresh lows in the dollar, fresh 8-month highs in the Russian ruble, fresh 3-month highs, I believe it was, in the Brazilian currency. So between the tariff issue that you bring up and then the WASDE report earlier in the week and the fact that we saw the wheat stocks to use levels globally go down to about 32%, take us down the lowest levels. When you factor in demand into stocks, the lowest level since 2013, 2014, those are two big things, I think, that allowed the market to finally open up to the upside. And it was very welcome to see that upside because the row crops were starting to struggle.
For you, Mark, what's your takeaway of everything that's happened in the last couple of days?
Well, certainly the tariffs have got everybody's attentions out here. I think the wheat needed to rally. You had cheap prices out here. Yeah, the fund's pretty short. We see the rebalancing after the first of the year. And even though the fundamentals at that moment didn't justify it, we saw the funds coming in and starting to cover wheat. And we've had some good news out of Russia that their crop keeps getting shaved. The Indian crop now looks like it's into some trouble. We've got certainly a lot of cold weather in the plains. Any place that doesn't have good snow cover, they're going to be talking about winter kill. They talked about it a week ago. They'll be back again talking about today. Well, we really won't know how bad it is until we get to the next couple of weeks and the agronomists can get in the fields and take a look and see what's going on there. But all that, the funds, the weather, the Russians, the Indians, we were able to push this market up. We actually traded right at the 200-day moving average for the first time, I think, in 6 months. So it was a positive close here today. I would have liked to have seen us close over the 200-day moving average. We missed by a couple of cents, but it was still a pretty good close.
Mark, you brought up something before we started the program, and the three of us were just chatting on the backside, that nothing's been, we still have a month out plus on this tariff discussion with the president, kind of keeping us on our toes per se. So if you look at it from a producer perspective, what do we do? What is the thought pattern I think that we should be in at this point?
Well, as somebody who likes to manage risk rather than speculate out here, we want to take advantage of these rallies. We saw a great rally in the corn market. We've been laying into some old crop. We're pretty much done with old crop corn now. New crop corn, we've got about 30% sold. We're happy with that at the moment. But if we can get new crop corn up another 15 cents, we'll sell some more up here. The beans, I've been pleading with farmers to take advantage of this rally out here. We know the Brazilians are going to sell it. It seems like every year, this time of year, we see the Brazilians in here. We've got a nice price rally. They start pounding it in. The American farmer just keeps on waiting for something better to happen, and the prices slide back down when their hedging is over. So we want them to take advantage of this rally and do something out here.
You know, and Mike as well, you know, besides the tariff discussion this week, we did have a WASDE report that came out. You and I were talking earlier in the day about just the WASDE and tariffs have been kind of put to bed, but we need to really keep some eye on some things as well.
Yeah, and those USDA numbers were pretty friendly for the row crop, Susan, but we didn't get that kind of a price reaction. That's always kind of a red light in my mind, or it's something that's flashing that would say what's going on here, because we saw the world ending stocks for corn and beans both go down pretty nicely. I think corn was below the lowest trade guess, if I remember right, for world ending stocks. And I think what the trade's trying to do right now is get past the South American weather play. It seems like that the weather market and then the price being driven higher because of South American weather is getting dull, and it's having less reaction in the market. And my South American colleague, I talked with him Friday and asked his opinion on it. And he said, yeah, you know, Mato Grosso is only about 10% behind now in corn planting at this point, roughly 30% right now. They were almost 40% a year ago. And in key parts of Argentina, the crop conditions, as far as poor crop conditions, have dropped from about 50% down to 30%. There's still weather out there, but I think the trade isn't acting like it as much. And I think that's a really big point to watch for in the next couple of weeks, kind of dovetailing with what Mark talked about. I'm more of the mindset than ever that the soy complex, especially the new crop soy, needs to be hedged, because we're going to talk a lot about big corn acres. So I really want to give the corn a chance to get a little bit higher in the with the wheat market, if the wheat can keep rallying and swing back around to that before March 1st. But I really want to set my sights on beans in the very short term.
So as we look, any thoughts, Mark, from you as you look at this picture and where we're moving towards March 1st with these markets?
Well, I think the March 31st intentions report is going to be critical. I'm not in the same camp Mike is on the beans. I think when we come in and we see we've got 3-4 million less acres of beans out there, new crop beans have got some upside potential. In the meantime, though, with this Brazilian hedging till we get to the March 31st intentions, I think can push this bean market down. So we've been bearish the old crop, friendly on the new crop. That spread's moved quite a bit in the last couple of weeks out here. And I think it'll continue to act that way. But at some point, before the intentions report, I think you've got to be covering whatever you've sold out here and keep the upside open with some call options, because if we lose 3-4 million acres of beans with these carryouts now under 400 million.
We'll have more coming up. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back now to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Mike Zuzulo and Mark Gold on this holiday market trade, we hear now talking weather with Mark Gold.
Look at the drought that we're seeing all around the country. It's not terrible in a lot of spots yet, but it's at that cusp where if it starts to move east, we could have a tough growing season. We can't afford to lose those beans. So
you mentioned that, Mark. And I saw a report this morning that it's very dry for this time of year in Michigan, Illinois, where you're at, and in Indiana. So yeah, it's already moving eastward.
Yeah, we're not in that bad a shape. We had some really good snows here 2 days ago. But overall, the main drought has been in the Dakotas, Montana, into Nebraska, Oklahoma. So, you know, if that shifts, then we've got a problem. We've got this problem down around southern California, Arizona, Texas, all the way into Florida, that's very dry. And if that moves up, you know, we could have a market out here yet. Prices are cheap. Why not?
So for you, Mike, I mean, let's look in your backyard, because we got some great winter wheat growing areas, which unfortunately have not had the snow cover in some areas like they want. And now these bitter cold temperatures into next week as well.
Yeah, and we're looking at maybe negative temperatures for lows all the way down to Amarillo, Texas. And I think Mark covered that really, really well as far as a second round of winter kill threat that we really haven't priced in at this point. And I love the fact that we finally got the Russian wheat price up at almost $250 a ton for 12.5% high pro at this point, export price, Susan. That's a welcome change from what we've been dealing with the last year or two. The big thing for me right now that's unquantifiable, kind of like the tariffs, is HPAI. And what is it doing to the global meal demand? What's it doing to the global crush demand as we get in the second half of the calendar year? And that is an overriding issue with declining livestock numbers, too. And we'll start to see hog and cattle numbers probably start to drop pretty substantially after Q2, Q3. So that's a big demand question mark for me when it comes to, I'm hearing really tough stories on some very large bird egg-laying producers back east of the Mississippi, you know, losing 2-3 barns a day at this point when it comes to areas of Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. And it's a real concern that we're going to lose a lot of livestock domestic demand that I think we got to get ahead of.
And that brings in that whole consumer confidence and where we're at. Mark, what are you hearing from your perspective within the company as they look at this global food picture?
Well, certainly this bird flu is a serious problem out here. Eggs, obviously, at record highs out here. It's affecting the cattle market. I think that consumer confidence is a direct result of what we're seeing in the box beef market from, you know, 334 down to 315 now. That's a $20 drop in 2 weeks. So I think we're starting to see that, and that's not good. And I agree with Mike that the meal demand, you know, we're crushing an awful lot of beans out here. It's either a record month or it's 10% above what it was a year ago. We're crushing an awful lot of beans. Well, that's great. We need the oil. What are we going to do with this meal? So, you know, I think that's going to be an issue that we have to address down the road. But in the meantime, that keeps me, again, bearish on old crop beans and meal and bullish on the new crop.
You know, Mark, you and I don't talk livestock very often, but the elevator seems to be dropping right now when you look at these futures.
Yeah, I've been screaming for the last 2 weeks, actually the last month. And I said, you know, when prices were in the 190s, guys, protect it. Spend $3-4, get some protection out. And then when we rally another 20 or 30 bucks, okay, you lost $3 or $4 on a put, you gained 25 or 30 bucks on the cash, roll it up, spend another $3 or $4 and protect it out here. And, you know, it's when you see these kind of historic prices, you can't assume they're going to continue. Supply and demand still rule these markets. And when you get to historic highs, protecting those high values is well worth it, in my opinion.
What about for you, Mike?
Well, there's no surprise that we're making new 2025 highs in lead month corn as we closed out this week, and we're near the 2025 lows in feeder cattle at 263. I'll be really disappointed next week and the following week if we take that out, given this winter weather that we're dealing with right now. I'm really looking for the feeders to do a lot to support the fat cattle market right now, because between the net length of the funds and the packer margins being so deep in the red, I think they're going to try their very hardest not to buy a lot and try and keep working prices down. So we need the feeders, we need the hogs, and we need Wall Street to support this market.
Our comments today during today's Channel Final Bell came from Mark Gold, Mark with Top Third in StoneX. He is based in Chicago. And Mike Zuzulo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics, and he is based out of Kansas. Of course, as we all know, markets were closed today during the day in observance of the President's Day holiday. So this was a special report for the Channel Final Bell. A quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. If you ever miss the broadcast of the Channel Final Bell, we encourage you to check out our podcast hub at ruralradionetwork.com or wherever you subscribe to your free podcast. And that's been the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
The FFA trains young people for successful careers in agri-science and engineering, ag marketing, merchandising, sales, and many other careers indispensable to keeping American agriculture on the cutting edge. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all of our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom.
For over 70 years, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom has been serving generations of people by bringing smart fiber optic technology to their homes, businesses, and communities. We serve the farmer, relying on ever-changing weather conditions, or the school teacher using computers and tablets to give students cutting-edge skills they can use in the workforce. Securing fast connections for hospitals, doctors, and nurses to bring you the best health care possible. Head to WWT.net and let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom bring fiber-fast internet to you.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Last week saw more progress in the U.S. Senate to confirm members of President Donald Trump's cabinet. Brooke Rollins was confirmed to head the USDA and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the head of Health and Human Services. There are still several posts remaining, and I'll have details when we come back. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. While confirmations are moving forward on President Donald Trump's cabinet picks, some key positions remain unfilled, and a few of the recent confirmations could have major implications for agriculture. Brooke Rollins, confirmed on Thursday to lead the USDA, comes from the Texas Public Policy Foundation, a free market think tank. Her confirmation drew praise from industry groups that favor reducing regulatory burdens on farmers, though some in Congress questioned her lack of direct farming experience. Rollins has pledged to prioritize rural economic development, streamline USDA programs, and bolster trade policies that benefit American agriculture. Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s appointment to lead Health and Human Services brings an unusual dynamic to the administration. Kennedy, long known for his controversial views on vaccines and environmental policy, is expected to take an active role in food safety regulations and public health initiatives that could impact the ag industry. Beyond these confirmations, several critical positions remain open. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has yet to get a new director, with President Trump recently nominating Brian Nesvik to the role. Nesvik currently serves as the director of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, and he's been with that group for nearly 30 years. The Federal Fish and Wildlife Service oversees many regulations around land use and endangered species protection, so filling that role will help reduce some regulatory uncertainty. And over at the USDA, several undersecretary roles have also been filled, including those for overseeing farm production and conservation, rural development, and trade. These roles will be key in implementing the next farm bill and shaping policies on everything from disaster relief to global commodity markets. Industry leaders are pushing for swift confirmations as these officials play a direct role in farm programs, conservation efforts, and trade negotiations. I'll have more when we come back.
They're tomorrow's business leaders and teachers, engineers and scientists. Today's young people learning to be the best they can be as members of the FFA, preparing for demanding careers in the years ahead. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Recognizing our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory, open 7 days a week, Highway 25, Durand.
O'Galley Cheese is the home of award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses. O'Galley Cheese starts with high-quality milk from local dairy farms, all located within 25 miles of Durant. O'Galley Cheese salutes all farmers and the youth of our community for continuing the important tradition of the FFA. O'Galley Cheese, located 2 miles north of Durant on Highway 25, open 7 days a week.
huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Yes, the Senate will reconvene tomorrow on Capitol Hill, and it's likely that votes on remaining nominees for President Donald Trump's cabinet will be scheduled for as soon as possible. With his confirmations and those appointments still pending, it's clear that Trump's second term will bring a different approach to agricultural policy. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
FFA members receive one kind of education in the classroom where they learn the principles of mathematics and science, and then apply their education to experience. Through their collective and varied enterprises, FFA members earn more than $4 billion each year. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA.
Recognizing all of the hard work our local FFA chapters do throughout the year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls.
Security Financial Bank makes crop insurance simple with NAU Crop Insurance. Security Financial Bank offers a full range of multi-peril crop insurance plans, including yield, revenue, livestock, nursery, and more. As a policyholder, you'll also have access to the EasyView Weather app, Policyholder Portal app, and the NAU smartphone app. Hurry, the crop insurance deadline is March 15th. Visit Security Financial Bank today. Meet with Mark Chilson and learn how crop insurance from NAU Crop Insurance can protect your farm operation.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Extreme cold warning in effect. Mostly clear and bitter cold tonight. Low near 20 below. Wind chill 30 to 35 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold tomorrow. A high of 0 to 5 above. And partly sunny and around 5 above Wednesday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now, it's one below.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Down, then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again.
at the mailman bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower, take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't kick it, promise I'll fix it. Long about a million other things, but it's okay, it's so nice. It's just another day in paradise where there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, it's two hearts, one dream. I wouldn't trade it for anything, and I ask the Lord every night. Guess we'll never make our dinner date at the restaurant. You start to cry. And baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll tippy-toe to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody
keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's my kind of rain, like love in a drunken sky. She's confetti falling down all night. She sits quietly there, like water in a jar. Says, baby, why are you trembling like you are? So I wait and I try. I confess like a child.
Rembrandt's light. She's the history that's made at night. She's my lost companion. She's my dreaming tree. Together in this brief eternity. Summer days, winter snow. She's all things to behold. She's my color rain, like love from a drunken sky. Confetti falling down on the line. She's my color rain.
And I'll take the good and bear the bad until my A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m. I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never